Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's Liz Black, and I don't know where he's been. He's going to tell us where he's been and what he's been up to, but it's none other than Grammy nominee and Stella Award winner, Troy Sneed. Troy, hi.
What's happening, Liz? Go way back. Red light, green light. Remember, we used to go way back in the day, you know?
Way back when you were making hits. You've been making hits for a long time, Troy.
God has been faithful, man. I'm really humbled about how people still, you know, tend to want to hear what the little country boy has to say. So I'm really I just thank God every day.
Now, when you say country boy, let everybody know where you're from.
From a little small town in Florida called Perry, Florida. It's so small, got one red light, and if you blink, you're going to miss it. You know what I'm saying? Grew up in the country, so I can't put it no blunt, no more clearer than that.
Wow, Troy, that's really, really small. So I guess there was one church, and you grew up in that one church.
That one church, the little church, it was white outside, had the red seats inside, and got the little table in the middle, said, do it in remembrance of me. Choir sung in robes and all that. You know, you're that church.
Yeah, well, we've come a long way. I mean, we still have the choirs. Maybe not the red robes, but we do have the choirs. And you're still producing music that people love. You have a song out now that's called Kept by His Grace.
Yeah, and it speaks for itself. I mean, it don't matter young, old, seasoned, you know, millennial, baby boomer. We all can say that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be where we are. And it's the grace that kept us, not anything that we've done. And we all sometimes, God bless us, we want to act like we're so wonderful. But it's because of His grace and mercy that we are who we are today. So kept by His grace through it all.
Now, let me find out here. I know you write all your music.
I write 90% of my music. Now, I do have some guys that have been with me over the years that who's a part of our staff who writes, you know, who knows the temperature of the room, so to speak, and really kind of know where I'm going. But, you know, either I write and we co-write or compose, whatever, but I got a great team that's, you know, guys who've been with me for years. So that's, you know, God speaks to me, I speak to them, I speak to whatever, and we just put the word out.
All right. Now tell us about how it came about of Kept by His Grace.
Well, I wanted to do something, Liz, do a song that was in a different lane, if you will. I think right now people are really at a state in gospel music particularly that where, you know, they're trying to hear something and hear something that's encouraging. At the same time, because of it being such a tough time, a lot of our songs, you know, tend to be, you know, and I've written songs like that, like The Struggle Is Over and It's Gonna Be All Right, The Sun Is Gonna Come, and that's cool. But I wanted to do something that would kind of give you a little groove that you can bob your head to and just encourage you. You know what? I know it's tough, but I'm kept by His grace, so I ain't got to be tripping right here. You know what I'm saying? I know it looks dark now, but I'm kept by His grace. So, you know, I'm gonna bob my head to this thing here and get the rocking, and them tears gonna drop on my face, and I'm gonna be smiling. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to kind of do something to kind of give people different perspectives, so we can have the total picture of encouraging. You know, some songs identify whatever it is, you know, and it's going to be okay, whatever. But I just wanted to let you know, no matter what it is, it's the grace of God. You know, it don't matter what happened, what you've done, you know, who done it to you. It's grace that's going to allow us to be able to be functional.
And Troy, you know, you have such a distinct voice.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah, I mean, as you're talking, I just want to go ahead and sing your songs. You know what I'm saying? you just have that sense, that way of people. You know, when we hear your songs, then the next thing you know, the choirs are singing it in the church.
Right, right. And that's how, let me tell you something. It's the churches that actually is the reason why I'm able to talk to you and be able to have a tenure in this industry as long as I have. Even songs that I don't necessarily lead or sing, but when I produce, it's songs that fit the Sunday morning worship experience. It doesn't matter if you full gospel, Baptist, non-denominational, whether you north, south, east, west, New York, Florida, LA, if Sunday comes every Sunday, as long as you do songs that fit the worship experience, whether a praise team or a choir can sing them, then it's going to be relevant. And God told me that just to sit right there in that lane and continue to do songs that enhances the worship experience, and I'll always be able to take care of you. That's what He told me.
Amen. Now, there's been some time between your last song, your last CD, and this single. So what have you been doing in between?
Well, I'll be honest with you, the last 2-3 years, you know, I had to come off the road for a minute and really put the music on the back burner because my mom, who's been living with me for a number of years now, who just got sick, so it was easy for me to take care of her, moving her care to Jacksonville here with me. I had to put everything down, and my wife and my family and I, we dedicated our life to really get mom back to health and get her back, you know, functional so she can be, you know, because family is first.
Yes.
And so during that time, God sustained us. We didn't put out any records. I was just, you know, I was dad, husband, son, you know, and really focusing on those family things. So sometimes, man, you get out here in this ministry and we just go and we take care of everybody else and do and bless everybody else. But our own house, you know, and our own family members are suffering. So God told me, say, hey, I got you. Take some time, unplug. And take care of home first. So I had to really take care of my mom and all. So God honored that. She's doing well now, doing great.
Yeah.
And some of my other siblings have stepped in to help out and relieve us some and give us some, you know, so I can get back out here and get back on the journey. Like I told you before, you know, we this year we're going to be really all over the place. We're going to be coming up to New York and that area as well. So I'll keep y'all posted on that because we're doing a radio tour. A thank you tour. We're just going to be coming through, man. And thanking people like yourself, Liz. You've been really supporting us for years, you know.
Amen.
Years and years. So I really, really appreciate that. So.
Amen. Yeah. Amen, Troy. And you know what? The song is very appropriate. Kept by His grace, because not all artists can unplug and then come back and plug back in.
Amen. But the grace of God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now,
yes.
The CD will be out when?
CD will be out probably end of the second quarter because, you know, what we do, we lead out with a single and then we're going to do this tour and really get everybody all excited and then we're gonna release it and then we'll do something and come in, you know. So it's going to be a second quarter, end of second quarter release and all. So we just want to release a single first just to let people know that, you know, we are back.
Yes. Well, we're happy that you're back, Troy, and we want to know everything. So what's your social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at Troy Sneed and Instagram at Troy Sneed. And then on my Facebook page, I have a fan page, Troy Sneed, as well as Intro Gospel, which is our label. You know, so I'm very accessible, easy to get hold. They can go to SoundCloud, you know, YouTube, all that. You know, we all over the place right now, really utilizing all those different visual marketing scenarios.
That's great. Well, Troy, I'm happy for you. We're loving the song Kept by His Grace. Troy Sneed. Troy, you know, just call me when you need me, all right?
Gotcha, Liz. I sure appreciate it so very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Come on and clap those hands.
Oh, clap your hands.
And let the church say
amen.
Because
oh,
He's been good.
He's been good.
He's been real good.
Yeah, real good.
Clap those hands, oh, clap those hands, ooh, clap those hands. If you thank about His grace, clap those hands, come on and clap those hands, ooh, clap those hands. If you're thankful for His grace, come on and clap those hands.
Baby.
He's been so good.
Been real good.
He's been real good.
He's been good.
I have to testify.
Been real good.
He's been good to me.
He's been good.
He's been so good to me.
Been real good.
I just can't tell it all.
He's been good.
I just can't tell it all.
Been real good.
When I look at my life,
he's been good.
And I look at my wife, I just smile all the time. Cause I know I got faith. And I know I don't deserve it. I know I'm not worthy of it. But it's because of your grace and your mercy. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You've been real good.